Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. I really appreciate you jumping in. I hope you're jumping in and reading the Gospel of Luke devotionally with us day by day and praying that back to God. The passage that we focused on this weekend was the story of John the Baptist. It comes out of John chapter 3. And so at Lewis Center, we focused on this reality that John the Baptist teaches us that that our lives have a unique mission and a unique message. So John the Baptist has both of those things, and we kind of broadened our study to look a little bit beyond just Luke 3, but it starts there when we realize that John's mission was to prepare the way. You know, it says that every high place will be brought low, every low place will be filled in, every rock will be moved. You know, in their day, whenever a king went to when he went to visit a city, he sent a herald ahead of him, and the herald would let the city know, "Hey, the king's coming." And one of the things that the city had to do when the king was coming was they had to fix the roads. Now, there wasn't like road crews and things like that, you know, in their world, and basically roads were just like ruts, like that you would consistently travel in, and if you ran up against a rock, you just made a circle around the rock. So the whole idea there is that, you know, these road crews, they would have to then come in, they would have to fill in the ruts, they would have to move the rocks instead of making the king and his entourage go around the rocks. Like, the king wants the smoothest, most direct route to your city, and you wanted the king to be happy, right? So John the Baptist's mission was to prepare the way. Like, John's life was a message really that said, hey, my life is just to make a path. It's to make a path for the Messiah to travel. And so the message I really get here is really just one of humility. That's what our lives are designed to do, to make a way for Jesus. In other words, we are either going to lay our lives down, right? And we're going to allow God to come the way that God wants to, right? The way the king is supposed to determine his own way. Or we're going to make God travel our roads, right? We're going to try and get God to fit on to our agendas. But John just lived in such humility that, you know, he said things like to Jesus, you know, "You must increase, I must decrease." John gave up a huge following and turned people towards following Christ. He saw his life really, even from the Old Testament prophecies, as a way to make a way for Jesus to come. That was kind of his mission, but his message was different. His message was change your way. John's sermons were repent and be baptized, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When you look over in Matthew, John gets in this scuffle with the Herods. Now, there wasn't just one Herod. Herod was a title, not a name. Herod was like a title, like Duke is a title, or Colonel is a title. Herod, the family, the lineage of Herods, that was a title that was given to this ruling family in Israel. So that's why when you read the Gospels, you see these different Herods: Antipas, Archelaus. You see Herod the Great whenever Jesus was born. He was kind of like the father of all these Herods. You see the Tetrarch, you see Philip. And one of the things that landed John in trouble is that Herod Antipas, who was kind of given charge over the region of Galilee and some of the region east of the Jordan, which is where John did most of his baptisms, John really preached against Herod Antipas because he was in an incestuous relationship. Antipas decided that he wanted to marry his half-sister. Now, he had a couple of problems with that. His half-sister was already married to his half-brother. That's a problem. And she's the daughter of another one of his half-brothers. That's a problem. That meant that if he married her, she would simultaneously, you know, kind of be his wife, his niece, and his aunt, all at the same time. So John stood up to this whole idea of this incestuous relationship. And because of that, Antipas finally found him and put him in prison. So John was not only bold, humble. That was his mission, but his message was just incredibly bold. And he lived this kind of, if God can be for me, who can be against me? Romans 8:31 kind of life. We took the time to look at the story of somebody from LifePoint, Terry Scholl, who, sensed God speaking to her in a unique way. She was an agnostic who was converted to Christianity because God just kept pursuing her, and she began to listen. And so really the question we were asking is, are you humble enough to listen and bold enough to proclaim it? So I'm going to pray that into our life, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray that into your life today. God, I pray that this gospel, this wonderful gospel, that we are flawed and loved, will make us humble. God, because we are broken by sin, we don't deserve it. So we're humble, but at the same time, we're bold. If you are for us, who can be against us? Nothing, God's going to conquer your love. So God, I pray that we will live out both of those realities today in a way that glorifies you. Now you take the opportunity to pray.